Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Ryan McKenzie of the 134th Legislative District in Lehigh and Berks Counties. Representative McKenzie, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, there's a lot of emphasis on victims' rights in Harrisburg right now, and a number of pieces of legislation are moving through the process in the House of Representatives, certainly, to address and improve the situation for crime victims in the state. What's going on here?
Well, that's correct. Understanding the struggle many crime victims face when seeking justice, lawmakers are now working to advance a package of bills designed to protect the rights of crime victims. Last week, the House Judiciary Committee approved five bills for consideration by the full House. The package includes House Bill 276, which is a joint resolution known as Marcy's Law, and would add a victim's Bill of Rights to the Pennsylvania Constitution. House Bill 502 would ensure victims can attend proceedings against their abusers. House Bill 503 would help victims and witnesses with intellectual disabilities or autism testify in court. House Bill 504 would shield rape victims from irrelevant cross-examination. And House Bill 505 would strengthen protections for young abuse victims. Just as those accused of a crime have certain rights, House Republicans are ensuring that crime victims are also treated with dignity and respect throughout the entire criminal justice process.
And the House Appropriations Committee continues to grind through the hearings on the governor's budget. What are some of the government agencies that they heard from this week?
Well, the second full week of budget hearings has wrapped up with members of the House Appropriations Committee asking agency and department officials a variety of questions about executive functions, programs, and efficiencies. These questions, along with submitted written testimony, will serve as the foundation for budget negotiations this spring. This week's hearings featured the Pennsylvania State Police, as well as the Departments of Transportation, Corrections, General Services, Health, and Drug and Alcohol Programs, as well as the Liquor Control Board and the Gaming Control Board. The next week of hearings will conclude the House's budget hearings with appearances by the Departments of Education, Agriculture, and Military and Veterans Affairs, as well as the Public School Employees Retirement System and State Employees Retirement System. The full schedule is available at www.pahousegop.com. Again, www.pahousegop.com.
And there's a special day coming up that celebrates the history of Pennsylvania, and I understand that some local museums are going to be joining in this celebration and offering free admission. What's going on here?
To help the Commonwealth celebrate its 338th birthday on Charter Day, the Pennsylvania Historical and Museum Commission will offer free admission to the State Museum in Harrisburg and many historic sites and museums along the Pennsylvania Trails of History on Sunday, March 10th. Pennsylvania was created when England's King Charles II granted a charter to William Penn in 1681. Charter Day celebrates the founding of the Commonwealth and gives visitors to the State Museum of Pennsylvania a rare opportunity to see the original Charter of Pennsylvania written in 1681. The historic document will be on display for a limited time for the remainder of the year. It is safeguarded in a special vault within the archives. This is an exciting document for our Commonwealth, and it was great that I was able to see it in person last year on Charter Day, and I would encourage people to go see it for themselves. For more information, you can visit the Pennsylvania Historical and Museum Commission website at statemuseumpa.org. Again, statemuseumpa.org.
Representative McKenzie, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your State Representative, Ryan McKenzie.